This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I'm a little jet-lagged. I got in this morning at about 5, so I came into the studio, and then I'm going to go to bed because I want to be perky for New Year's Eve. You know, well, these won't be perky, but the rest of me will be perky. I love New Year's Eve, especially in Vegas. I live in Las Vegas, so it's kind of one of the best places to celebrate New Year's. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be hanging out with friends and then going to see the lights. So pretty, pretty cool stuff. Unfortunately, it could be one of the deadliest times of the year. And I know, I hate to be, I don't know, that rain cloud and rain on your parade. I understand this is a time we're supposed to have fun, but every year I work with the news stations talking about hypothermia because it's the coldest, one of the coldest days of the year, and we do stupid, right? And what is stupid? Well, stupid is me getting all dressed up, right, in a little dress with heels and nothing warm, and I'm not wearing a jacket because I want everyone to see the dress, so I'm going to be underdressed out of the cold. That's stupid. Then you're going to drink. And when you drink, that could put you more at risk for hypothermia, where your body is too cold. And then you also aren't thinking clearly. And then some of us might be sleep deprived, especially those of us that, you know, again, just flew in, didn't sleep last night, are going to basically go all the way through till midnight, one. And a lot of us will not eat because we are going to want to get the buzz earlier. And if we have food in our stomach, we don't seem to feel drunk as much. Look, we've all done this. That's stupid. These are things that are stupid. So we don't want to do stupid. All right, so what is hypothermia? So our body temperature is 98.6, really warm. Have you guys ever, like, you know, you're in a pool and then you have to go and pee, and when you go to the bathroom, you're starting to shiver, but the pee is so warm, and you're like, gosh, I could just bathe in this pee. It is so warm. Well, again, your body temperature is pretty hot, okay, 98.6. I used to be hotter. Now it's cold. All right, that's one of the story. Hypothermia is when your body drops to 95 degrees. So some of you are like, oh, man, 95, that's still a little hot summer's day. 95 for the human body is too low. And so we kind of will call it then as hypothermia. And so what sort of symptoms would you have? Well, you could be shivering. You could be cold. Your lips could be a little blue. You could be looking kind of pale and clammy. But a lot of times when you are hypothermic, you're kind of fatigued, maybe you're a little disoriented, you look drunk. So here you are, you're standing out there waiting for the lights or the fireworks for New Year's, and your buddy is out there just kind of, you know, doing this thing, and you're like, okay, well, he drank too much, and no, he could be hypothermic. So, and the average person is not wearing thermal underwear. Even the guys. The guys want to wear a good shirt. Maybe they'll have a little sports jacket. Not a lot of guys are sitting there bundled up in Vortex or Gore-Tex jackets. They North Face, none of that. So, how do you tell if somebody is, you know, hypothermic versus drunk? Well, feel them. You know, if you see the tips of their fingers kind of whitish or bluish, that's a sign. If their extremities are getting cold, it's because they're shunting blood in. Somebody drunk can also have cold fingertips, etc. But whether they're drunk or not, if you start to feel that their extremities are cold, or their face is starting to look cold, or there's a shunting of blood, or they started looking clammy, if their heart rate is up, you could definitely check their pulse by their neck here, or checking there, right, for the radial pulse. So if you notice that the pulse is going up, that could also be a sign of hypothermia. And we don't mess around. And if they had a lot to drink, be prepared to tell the paramedics that, because if you do have a person that looks like they are too cold and they're just kind of in a stupor, whether it's the alcohol or not, call 911. They can figure it out. Let them just, you know. Now, some people will say, well, throw them into a hot shower. You got to be very careful with that, because when you make them wet, they could lose more body heat. You know, we talked about how if you are freezing and it's like, you know, 20 degrees and you're in a boat, should you jump in the water if the water is like 40 degrees and outside is 20? Should you? No, because the water, you'll lose more of your body heat. Stay in the boat. So, you know, getting people wet, you got to be careful. And hot water can be too caustic. Remember, the skin, it's shunting. So it doesn't have good blood supply. So now you have a weakened skin. You can unfortunately cause burns. And frostbite is basically necrosis of part of the body, the extremities, when the blood has to shunt to the more important parts of the body. So your fingers start to turn white, bluish, tips of the nose, ears, and you can even lose them. So alcohol is a no-no, because alcohol increases your risk of hypothermia. You don't realize you're cold. You don't care. Everybody thinks you're drunk. Meanwhile, you're starting to become confused and upended. And so alcohol obviously makes things worse. Plus, alcohol dehydrates you, so that's not good. So what should you do to not get hypothermic? Well, one, okay, just wear like a cool jacket. Okay, you know, like, I love jackets because it covers stuff up, but it's, you know, your dress or your outfit can still look good and be in a good jacket. Take all the pictures you want indoors so everybody can see your sexy outfit, but then dress up. Make sure you have an extra pair of dry socks. I know I sound like a mother or grandmother with that one, but your feet will get wet. People spill. It's raining. It's snowing. Your feet are going to get wet. If your feet get wet, that's going to cause body heat loss. So get extra socks. And again, don't try not to get wet. And, you know, bring extra clothes. If there's going to be an idiot friend that's going to spill a whole bunch of beer on you, have extra clothes to change. Try not to overdrink. We're going to be talking about alcohol intoxication. There's actually a table that you'll be able to see. So how much you could drink without killing your liver. We're going to talk about that in a few. And, you know, watch your buddies, watch children, watch grandma. You know, grandma may be out there watching, you know, the fireworks. You might throw an Afghan on her and she's quiet and you're like, you know, why is grandma quiet? And everyone's like, shh, let sleeping dogs lie. You know, please don't let grandma start talking. And then unfortunately what ends up happening is everybody ignores her and she's hypothermic. So you got to keep an eye on your older individuals. All right, but definitely stay warm, you know, and God forbid anything goes wrong, call 911 because they know what to do and they can start, you know, putting warm packs under the arms, the groin, things like that. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials and for being so awesome with my little technical issues today. And I don't understand. The internet's working. Everything's going fine. And studio stuff just, it's like this cloud when it comes to my studio. It's like every, you know, it's like it always rains in here and I don't understand why. And then things don't work. But Jason, you are the bomb. I love you. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We know you guys got plenty of other choices. There's a lot of other choices out there. And the fact that you choose my show means you're either desperate or you forgot to change the channel. So thank you. Okay, testosterone therapy. We got to talk about that. It is huge. Testosterone therapy blew up, exploded in the late 90s, early 2000s, because men, their issues started to be more than just heart and cholesterol and all that. With the advent of Viagra, again, I credit Pfizer for a lot of this. Pfizer, I think, did a phenomenal job with Viagra because it brought guys into the doctor's office. So what ended up happening with Viagra, if I could go back a few years, is it was originally a medication for pulmonary hypertension or a vascular issue. And they found that it helped men with erections, helped start erections, maintain erections. And, well, here we are today with one of the most popular drugs out there, as well as Cialis and Levitra. And so men would be like, well, wait a second. Okay, I don't have to suffer from erectile dysfunction, which is kind of a common thing as you start to age. And so men would send their wives in. I would have wives ask for Viagra. I'm like, I can't give it to girls. Sorry. They're like, no, I need it for my husband. He won't come in. And I'm like, wait a second. Now you need to get, your husband has to come in. I'm sorry. Because if he's having issues down there in terms of blood flow, then he might be having issues with his heart, with his going up to the brain. I've got to check him out. I also got to run a testosterone level on him. So we would run a testosterone level on many of these guys. Many of the time the testosterone level is fine. But we did find cardiac issues. Or we would find blockage, triple vessel disease, whatever. And so I really, really credit Pfizer and Viagra with saving millions of lives because it got guys into the doctor's office. Now, guys would say, no, 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 you don't have to do a stress test on me. You don't have to check my heart. You know, I'm fine in the bedroom. I work out. I just need a little extra push. Give me the Viagra. And luckily, we were able to convince them to do the EKG. For me, in my practice, you didn't get the Viagra until I checked your heart. And it wasn't because I was worried you'd have a heart attack during sex. I was worried that, again, erectile dysfunction was a symptom of something else. So now you had a whole slew of men getting their testosterone checked. So now we had a little bit more data. And we could find that based on age, testosterone levels would drop more. And we knew testosterone levels do start to drop when a guy hits 30. It drops anywhere from 1% to 1.6% starting at age 30. And then I believe after, is it after 40? I got to look this up. After 40, I think it's the same rate. But by the time you're 60, about 20% of men in the population have lower testosterone, 30% over 70, I think 50% over guys in their 80s. So testosterone drops. It's, I don't know if you want to call it menopause or whatever. However, what I learned is it's not normal per se in terms of if a guy has low testosterone, don't just blame a menopause thing. With women, it's pretty predictable. We turn 53, we're done for. Or in my case, I was in my 30s and my estrogen dropped. You know, if you guys listen to my shows about 11 years ago, I was like, hi, it's the Dr. Dolly Show. And now it's like, hi. I just have a real deep voice now. So I've gotten more testosterone, as you can see, and I have less estrogen. But with men, if I have a 40-year-old man or a 50-year-old man with low testosterone, something could be wrong. Could be something wrong with his pituitary, his hypothalamus. These are centers of the brain that deal with hormones. And so now our approach with testosterone started to change in that, well, let's supplement them. If women are getting estrogen, if people with low thyroid are getting thyroid medication, if diabetics need insulin, let's give a guy testosterone. And the testosterone therapy originally was this pill. You would take a pill, and the pills didn't work that well. And then we would do every 2 weeks or once a month shots. And the guys like that. But the pharmaceutical companies are like, wait a second, okay? It's hard enough to get a guy to come into the doctor's office, and now you want to give him shots every month? Plus, you're introducing bacteria into the body. You know, whenever you're, well, not introducing bacteria, but you're, you know, you're sticking a needle into the skin. There's some risk factors with that. So pharmaceutical companies came up with these transdermal testosterone gels, and the guys loved it. They could rub the gel on in certain areas. If they get a little bit more hair, no big deal. They could shave it if they need to. And now they got their hormones, and they felt good. And it was easy. It was discreet. You didn't have to keep going to the doctor for a shot. Well, some doctors would let people shoot their inject themselves at home. But for the most part, you know, you had to go in, and it, there was a convenience issue. So the transdermal preparations exploded. I never bought stock in any of these companies. I probably should have. Well, we're at the point now in medicine, which is why we need to use very, very a lot of caution when we get these recommendations, where things are kind of expensive. And if we are going to go for to a Medicare for all or a public option or a socialized medicine sort of landscape, these testosterone preparations could be thousands of dollars a year. The shots are cheaper. And so one of the new recommendations is, guys, you don't have to use the transdermal preparations. Let's kind of go back to shots. The American College of Physicians, really cool, I'm a fan, came up with recommendations now saying if we doctors are going to give testosterone, it's okay if there's sexual dysfunction. But for all the other signs of low testosterone, there's not enough evidence. So what are signs of low testosterone? Well, fatigue, being moody, losing muscle mass, having issues with your metabolism, loss of sex drive, of course, memory loss, energy. Let me see. Hold on a second. Fertility, osteoporosis, if your bones start to lose. And then, of course, you know, strength, you know, your stamina. Well, we don't have enough evidence. Now, there might be evidence. You might be like, wait a second. Okay, you know, I can now bench 250. We're not talking about that evidence. We're talking about evidence that doctors have to, researchers have to do, and they have to, you know, do these big boring trials. I've done some research now. It's crazy all the stuff you have to do, you know, to rule out, you know, one-offs and flukes and things like that. So you saying, doc, I can't bench press like I used to. I can't, you know, I can't, I don't know, lift up my kids. We can't really give you testosterone for that. We're not supposed to. It's off-label then. Or not all, so much off-label, but it's not a evidence-based treatment recommendation. But if you have sexual dysfunction, we can. So here's my issue with this, okay? Low testosterone can manifest in a variety of things. I love the fact that people are coming in and getting themselves examined. Because if you do have low testosterone and your testosterone is dropping faster than that 1.6% over age 30, that could mean you have a pituitary problem. You could have diabetes. You could have other issues going on. In fact, I've known many men whose testosterone dropped years before they ended up having a heart attack. So sometimes having diabetes and high cholesterol and syndrome X with high blood pressure, etc., could be just kind of messing with everything. So if you have low testosterone, that means you need to see a doctor. And we need to do a physical on you. And whether we're allowed to supplement you or not, based on your low... Well, here's the thing. With the recommendations, if you are low because of an endocrine issue, we are able to supplement you. But if we're doing it because you're like, doc, I'm just not strong like I used to, or I want to look more buff, no, that's not, you know, going to be in the cards. So your doctor may, you know, not know about this study, may not get the memo, it may still be giving you your testosterone. But you need to realize that when there are new guidelines, whether your doctor knows about them or not, your insurance company is on it. Your insurance company is on it like bees to honey. And so if they're like, whoa, 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 we don't have to pay for transdermal preparations now because it's not a recommendation. The ACP, the American College of Physicians, recommended injections. Now you might not have your transdermal preparations covered. Now, I find that a little bit intriguing because I use, not to give you too much information, but I've had to be now, I've had to be on transdermal hormones, right? Because I'm menopause. I've had to be on transdermal hormones now, and insurance doesn't pay for it. I have to pay cash for that. I get a little bit of estrogen, a little bit of testosterone, and I'm good. I am good. So, I mean, I've had to pay for my own hormones. I don't really get how, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. But that's a problem because we have millions of men on testosterone therapy right now. So if you think your testosterone is low, don't let this stop you from getting checked out. Get it checked out. If you need supplementation because your levels are low, you'll get them replaced. That's fine. All right? If you have sexual dysfunction because of testosterone issues, you could get that replaced. However, if you're doing it because you want to be more virile or sleep better or feel better, it's not indicated. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says terrorist Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. He also says that the general was overseeing terrorist plots that could have led to the deaths of many more Americans. Some Democrats are questioning the legality of the missile strike, to which Republican Congressman Van Taylor of Texas tells J.P. Cathy and crew on 1160 AM KBDT in Dallas.
This was absolutely within his legal rights, and this is very consistent with killing Osama bin Laden, killing al-Baghdadi. Dozens, hundreds of terrorists have been killed by the United States since 9/11, and none of those were done with Congress passing a resolution saying, hey, it's okay for you to go do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not budge in an impeachment showdown with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Harvey Weinstein has been charged with four more counts of rape and sexual battery in Los Angeles, deepening his legal peril faced by the fallen Hollywood mogul, as Los Angeles Times reports. And he is the arch-villain of the hashtag MeToo movement. The new charges stem from accusations brought by two women who say Weinstein attacked them in hotels in Los Angeles and Beverly Hills in 2013. As according to District Attorney Jackie Lacey said during a downtown news conference on Monday. Court documents show the incidents described in Southern California resemble dozens of other accusations made against him across the globe in recent years. Both women said the Miramax co-founder assaulted them or exposed himself inside a hotel room after an industry event or business meeting, according to filings made public Monday. We believe the evidence will show that the defendant uses power and influence to gain access to his victims and then commit crimes against them. Lacey said in a statement, I want to commend the victims who have come forward and bravely recounted what happened to them. Weinstein has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing. His defense attorneys in New York and L.A. have declined to comment. Lacey said she did not want to interfere with the current case in New York, suggesting that the trial there would proceed first. And then he is going to be charged in L.A. He's charged in L.A., L.A. County with forcible rape, forcible oral copulation, sexual penetration by use of force, and sexual battery by restraint, according to prosecutors. Now, neither of the accusers, they say, have been identified publicly. One woman is a former model, an actress, who described his assault to the Times in 2017. She said the assault took place at the Beverly Hills Hotel in February 2013. Yeah, somebody asked me if the hotels were going to get sued, just like what happened in Las Vegas, where the hotel MGM Properties got sued for the Harvest 91 festival shooting. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know how the hotel has culpability with this. You know, you rent a room and then what happens within there, but I guess I'm not exactly sure where that's going, but I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't comment on that. But apparently this former model and actress met Weinstein briefly at the Los Angeles Italian The woman said she showed Weinstein pictures of her children and begged him to stop. He grabbed me by the hair, forced me to do something I did not want to do. So in a motion asking the judge to set Weinstein's bail in L.A. at $5 million, prosecutors said the woman did not immediately report the assault to police because he threatened to kill her after the alleged rape. She did report the alleged attack to three close confidants in 2013, however, including her priest. So, since the allegation of the Italian model surfaced, his attorneys have vigorously denied that he was at the hotel that night. He also denied ever being alone with the accuser. Then, days later, a second accuser said she had a business meeting with him and another woman at a hotel in West L.A. when the mogul convinced them to visit his hotel suite. Once upstairs, the victim unwittingly followed Weinstein into a bathroom, and the other woman closed the door, trapping her inside. At that point, he allegedly disrobed, showered briefly before undressing her, and prosecutors accused him of groping the woman while masturbating. So I'm not going to go into too much incident, but there was even a case in the 70s where he had exposed himself to a producer during a meeting, or actually there was a rape, I guess, back in the 70s. I don't have all the allegations, but the point I want to make here is this Me Too movement came out and came to fruition in the last couple of years, and it allowed women who had kept quiet, including myself, to, you know, tell others, look, you're not alone. Who did it to me, I'm not bringing it up, I'm not accosting him or whatever. I had made that decision to not bring it up in the past. It benefited me to not bring it up because I thought I would be in a very precarious position if I did, and so I, at this point, doesn't make sense to bring it up now for me, and I wouldn't. And there's been a lot of criticism of women bringing things up now, years later. And we've talked about this on the show at length, where, you know, many times when it happens, just like in my case, you blame yourself. I blamed myself for years until the Me Too movement. And it's crazy. I mean, I'm a doctor who has been very well versed on counseling people and rape and all that. And I still, you know, felt a sense of guilt saying, well, you know, I should have never, you know, I trusted the person. It was a person I knew. And so, you know, you feel this sense of guilt. You also feel a sense of embarrassment. And you don't want to be re-victimized. When a bad thing happens to you, you want to forget it. You want to repress it. You want to move on and act like it never happened. And now we have a landscape where you can come forward. There's going to be open arms. And, you know, there's going to be, hopefully, support. Unfortunately, with that, you have room for fraud. Whenever there's anything that's, you know, progressive and productive and, you know, helpful to people, somebody finds a way to, you know, defraud the system. And so we've been hearing of cases where people would claim they were attacked who didn't approve. Very notorious, very highly publicized cases. I'm not saying that in Weinstein's case, but in others. And so as quickly as the Me Too movement came to fruition and allowed people to step forward and became a positive thing, it turned negative almost just as quickly. Because we're back to the same place we started, as are you lying? You know? And in Weinstein's case, this is pretty tricky. You know, if somebody is, let's say, a predator, which he, if he gets tried and found to be one, there's usually not one victim. There's usually more. I mean, you know, it's rare to just see one victim with this. But on the other end, the public is 99% against him, such that there can be room in the future for somebody to say, yeah, me too. And then you're asked to bring proof. And if you had met somebody at a meeting, at an industry meeting, and they said, come up to my room, where's your proof? And a lot of rapes happen when there's no proof. Stairwell, parking lot. If somebody saw, maybe they would have run and called the police. So many of these things happen when nobody can see. So it's kind of a mess for law enforcement, for the legal industry, for doctors, for, you know, I mean, a doctor's, yes, we could find proof, but in a certain window. We could swab, there's rape kits where we could swab for semen and STDs and vaginal trauma and or other sorts of trauma, rectal trauma, etc. But 3-4 years later, it makes it difficult. So I've talked about how, I don't want to say the average woman loses her virginity by rape, but a huge number of women have lost their virginity to rape. They're not going to bring that up. So you have, you know, predators out there that will do it again. I mean, unless somebody brings it up and accuses them, they could do it again. But then the average person that doesn't want to bring it up, why go through all that? And then be up on a witness stand. And then be asked, you know, well, where's the proof? And be accused of lying. The average woman's like, you know what, forget it. I'm not going there. So we don't have the answer. There's not an easy way to, you know, try to bring justice to somebody who did this to you. And there's also not an easy way to find out if someone's lying. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I need to make a quick apology. I was a little harsh on The Mandalorian when I gave that review, right? The Disney Plus show, like one of the latest sagas of Star Wars, where Mando, I think his name is, who's a Mandalorian, right, finds, which you guys have all kind of now seen all the memes, Baby Yoda, which really isn't a Baby Yoda. My dad is about 50 years old, but acts like a baby. And I, you know, didn't give it the most positive review. I liked it, but I didn't give it the most positive review. I just need to backtrack and say I finally saw the episode of season one. And it was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was actually funny. It's almost like they got different writers for part of it. But there were some scenes that made me laugh so hard that it's worth seeing. For those of you going, do I really need to buy Disney Plus? I'm not really sure. I think what happened is a bunch of people canceled Disney Plus after The Mandalorian ended, because most of us have already seen the Disney movies 5,000 times. So, I mean, unless you have kids. I do. I got kids, and they love Disney movies and Avengers and all that. $5-6 a month starts to add up. But The Mandalorian was worth it. I think you guys should see it. I mean, you're going to probably wonder what some of the writing isn't that good, and it seems a little cheesy at times, and it kind of seems like it's written for kids. But I could just tell you, I really loved episode 8. So I just have to say that is pretty good. So sit down, eat some popcorn. But wait a second. Hold on the popcorn. I don't know if you guys heard about this. A 41-year-old British man got a piece of popcorn stuck in his tooth. Right? We've all done that. He tried to dislodge this piece of popcorn using various objects. Unfortunately, it caused him to have a life-threatening infection that made him go through life open-heart surgery. Now, Adam Martin is a firefighter. God bless firefighters out there. And a father of three from Cornwall, England. This has been reported by Fox News. And he noticed a piece of popcorn stuck in the back tooth after he and his wife watched a movie in September. I'm not sure what movie it is, but popcorn does seem to get stuck in the teeth. My guess is a horror flick. You know, did they study this where how people eat popcorn depending on the movie? That would be a great study where you could predict if you're going to get diverticulitis from your popcorn or a tooth issue from the popcorn based on how you eat. So for example, if it's a comedy, you're laughing and you're spewing out popcorn, you know, out of your mouth. So I doubt we have as many issues, but you could have an aspiration issue. But with a love movie, you know, your jaw is kind of dropped by some of the scenes going, whoa, really? We're supposed to do that? I learn a lot from love movies. I'm like, really? You know, foreplay is supposed to last that long? And then I just smack my husband going, you see? Right? Then the movie it lasted longer. Sometimes my jaw drops during a love scene. And then in a horror movie, I am so scared I don't breathe. And so my guess is the food will sit there in the mouth and just find a place to sit for a while I'm, you know, holding my breath during a horror movie. So I don't know, that'd be kind of interesting. So anyway, they watched the movie back in September, and for 3 days he could not remove that piece of popcorn. He tried to use a pen lid, a toothpick, a piece of wire, and even a metal nail to remove the food. Hey, we all would have done that too. Okay, it's bad, don't do that, but we all would have done that. He was unsuccessful. And he actually poked his gum while doing it. So a week later, he started to get night sweats, fatigue, headaches. So he thought he was having the flu. Unfortunately, this wasn't the flu. And remember, in September, they were like, oh, the flu started early because it started early in Australia, so it's going to start early with us. And there were flu cases in September. See, this is what gets me. This is why we got to be so careful with flu season. People have fever and night sweats and headaches, so people, then, you know, even doctors, like, well, it's probably flu. And we're treating people over the phone for flu. I'm like, get swabbed, get it confirmed. Because he didn't have the flu. He had endocarditis, an infection of the endocardium, the lining of the interior surfaces of the chambers of the heart. So this infection occurs when you get bacteria from the mouth or the skin or the intestines, it gets into the bloodstream, and all blood goes to the heart. So he didn't get better. By October, he goes to see the doctor. The doctor heard a little heart murmur, but sent him home. Well, you see, for me, and again, this is why I'm really scared of us losing our health insurance, or not our health insurance, but scared of us losing, you know, private medicine and turning to socialized. Because if I hear a murmur, yes, there's ways to diagnose an innocent murmur, but you always get the murmur checked out. What's a murmur? A murmur is the sound of the blood whooshing through the heart. So rather than your heart going, when I listen with a stethoscope, ba-boom, ba-boom, it's sh-boom, 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 or ba-poof, poof. The sounds, and you're hearing the blood whoosh. So whooshing means there's a change in the anatomy of where the blood is going. Maybe a valve is open. Maybe a valve has some thickening. Sometimes you can hear a snap. Maybe the heart chamber is enlarged. So there are innocent murmurs we'll hear in kids. You'll hear sometimes murmurs in skinny people. But get it checked out. Do an EKG, do an ultrasound of the heart. Get it checked out to know that your murmur is good. In this case, he was sent home. You have a mild heart murmur, go home. So he still felt unwell. And remember, they have socialized medicine. They're not allowed to, ultrasound everybody's heart or echocardiogram. So he went to Royal Cornwall Hospital because he still felt bad. He said, I had a feeling that there was something seriously wrong. I was sleeping an awful lot. I felt terrible. I had aches and pains in my legs. I just did not feel right at all. I was admitted to the hospital the same day for tests. By this point, I was worried. He said, I felt quite ill and I knew I was not right at all. So he actually had heart damage from the infection, had to be transferred to a different hospital, and had a 7-hour open heart surgery to prepare his mitral, and replace his aortic valves. Aortic valve. Having a valve replacement is some serious surgery. The valves separate the atrium and ventricle of the heart, and they also are present as the blood has to go into the it's like pipes, valves and pipes. The valves kind of handle the pressure, and the valves, you have a valve from your ventricles to the for the blood to go into the heart or through the body. And so the aortic valve, when you have an issue there, now you don't have something kind of regulating some of the flow. And so it's dangerous. He said, my heart was not properly working anymore. It was essentially wrecked. The infection had eaten the valves away. If I had gone to the dentist in the first place, then none of this would have happened. He said it was the worst experience of his life. He wasn't far from death's door. Popcorn being stuck in his teeth is the only possible cause I could think of. He's not going to eat popcorn again. Now, mind you, it is a fluke. If he would have gotten on antibiotics earlier, it probably wouldn't have gotten so bad. But it shows you not to just, I hate to say this, trust the medical professional if they go, oh, it's nothing. You hear of these cases far, too many times where they were like, I didn't feel right, I didn't feel right, I didn't believe it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.